Gay and transgender students will be protected from discrimination under Title IX. The Department of Education made that announcement Wednesday, rolling back restrictions imposed by the Trump administration. Let's bring in Kate Sawson, who reports on LGBTQ issues for the 19th. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, so Title IX says federally funded schools can't discriminate against students based on their sex. But the Trump administration didn't consider gender identity to be under the definition of sex. How does this announcement from the Department of Education reverse Trump-era policies?
This announcement will be watershed for transgender students, transgender non-binary students. Under the Trump administration, were legally told that they could not use bathrooms that they identified with in terms of gender, locker rooms, and then, of course, what we saw in a lot of states, couldn't do extracurricular activities like sports according to the gender that they identified with. This guidance now seems like it's going to head some of that off by saying that sex discrimination covers LGBTQ people, transgender people in particular. What we will likely see is a push to come up against some of those bills, including those trans sports bills.
You believe this wave of legislation will definitely be impacted by this announcement from the Department of Education. And just for the backstory on there, we're seeing legislation in places like Florida and Mississippi and Tennessee, as well as Arkansas, banning transgender student athletes from playing on teams.
You know, legal experts have said that they're not certain how this announcement will impact those bills. But what we saw in Idaho last year, which passed the first of these anti-trans sports bills, was that a judge halted one of those bills and did it on the basis of this Supreme Court ruling that this guidance is based on. And what it basically says is that when you have a law that protects people on the basis of sex discrimination, that includes LGBTQ people, right? And so I think that there has been a belief that a lot of these bills might not stand a legal challenge because of the Supreme Court decision, and this probably gives some life to that.
We have seen different administrations interpret Title IX differently. Do trans rights activists want to see a firmer federal legislation protecting the rights of transgender students in the form of a law?
Yes. You know, I think that talking to trans people, trans advocates, trans youth, their parents, and trans adults, there is widespread exhaustion over, you know, we can't go through this every time an administration changes and we see new executive orders. Transgender people have basic rights to use a bathroom, to participate in society, to join sports teams, to access healthcare, and that cannot be at the whims of whoever is elected. The Equality Act is stalled in the Senate. It's passed the House, and that would firm up a lot of those protections. And all of these piecemeal things that the Biden administration is doing, a lot of people appreciate those things, I think, are excited about those things, but they can be undone. And I think that there's a real hunger for lasting change.
Kate, before I let you go, I want to ask you about today's Supreme Court ruling, which was a unanimous ruling in favor of religious rights over LGBTQ rights. The court decided that Catholic Social Services, that's a private agency, was entitled to renew its contract with the city of Philadelphia for screening foster parents, even though the agency violated city law by refusing to consider a married LGBTQ couple as foster parents. Do advocates see this as a setback?
That's a really difficult question. A lot of LGBTQ experts have said that this is a very narrow ruling. At the same time, it is a ruling that says that there should be an exemption for agencies looking to turn away LGBTQ plus couples. And so, yes, I think a lot of LGBTQ plus advocates will see this as a setback and a dodge by the Supreme Court to undertake an issue wherein the basic dignities of LGBTQ plus people are affirmed.
Kate Sawson is an LGBTQ reporter for the 19th. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.